Chris Ranji, Brad Thompson here with you. It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And look, a lot of news. None of it seems to be that great of news in the world of sports. But Major League Baseball has put out a statement, and along the lines of everybody else, they're going to be pushed back at least 8 weeks. Right now, we head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. We bring in a friend of the show from USA Today, Major League Baseball columnist Bob Nightingale. Bob, thank you for taking some time with us today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Bob, let's start with this, man. You have been covering this game for a long time, plenty different angles, through different events. What has this been like, doing this coverage for you? I mean, it's unprecedented at this point.
Yeah, it really is. It kind of reminds you of, you know, some of the player, you know, strikes, the work stoppages, things like that. But just know, you know, there's no end in sight. You know, there was like, you know, you kind of wait, like, okay, when's this going to end for like a work stoppage? But this, you know, now with the everything getting pushed back and pushed back, it's like there's going to be a you know, a real long, you know, dead period here where just nothing happens. You know, you're talking about, you know, let's be realistic. You know, the earliest baseball can start probably is Memorial Day weekend, the very earliest. And, you know, the CDC is very aggressive. They don't want to be passive about this. So talking to some players and executives, they wouldn't be surprised if we don't play baseball until July.
Wow. So if they do that, and you're talking about half the season cut off, I know they had some lofty hopes as of a week ago that there would be a 162-game season. There's just no chance of that happening if what you're talking about actually happens. So how would they work the schedule? Would it just be those first 3 months are gone and you play it where it's picked up, or do they redo the schedule altogether?
No, you can't redo the schedule. Just, you know, everything's been booked, the stadiums, the hotels, and what have you. So what you do is just, you know, resume the schedule, pick up, you know, right when it starts. And then, you know, I'm sure they'll, if this starts in, say, mid-June or later, you know, you got to cancel the All-Star game. So you play, you know, make up some games during the All-Star break, make up some games in, you know, in early October, and then go from there. I mean, it's going to be, you know, unjust schedule. Teams that were supposed to play some tough teams, like, you know, the Cardinals were supposed to play the Dodgers seven times before the end of April. You know, that's a, you know, that's a break for the Cardinals, but that's the way it's going to have to be. You know, it's not going to be a fair thing.
Bob, let's simplify this right now, just in terms of Major League Baseball too. I mean, what is the state of baseball operations right now? Is every club just on a total shutdown?
No, and that's the confusing part. You know, I mean, Derek Jeter went in and told the guys, "Hey, we're shutting down." Some teams were saying shut down. Some teams weren't. Like the Yankees were all working out. So, you know, the union says, hey, you can't shut us down. If these guys want a place to work out, they're allowed to. So what Major League Baseball is doing is, you know, removing the coaching staffs and managers. They're going home. So you guys are free to use the facilities, you know, no more than, you know, say 10 guys at a time. But you can't even have informal workouts. So these facilities have to reopen for the players, but there'll be no staff members there, or very, very few.
And I know one of the concerns, there are multiple concerns, obviously, when something like this happens. Most big leaguers are going to be okay when it comes to having money to get by at this point. But it's the minor league players, it's the stadium staff, the game day operations people. All of those folks who are part-timers are going to have a difficult time making ends meet. Across the board in Major League Baseball, are teams doing enough to help those people?
No, I mean, the Rays got kudos for giving $800 to minor league players. But, you know, what does $800, you know, do? You know, buys a week or two. And so, no, I saw where Amazon is hiring now with all the demands in there. So I guarantee some of these minor league players will start working for Amazon. They'll start driving Ubers, Lyfts, that sort of thing. And, you know, let's be honest. There's going to be a lot of minor leaguers, particularly ones who aren't top prospects. They may say, you know what? I'm leaving baseball. I'm going to go do something else for a living. I can't afford to try to stay in baseball and hope I make it. So they're going to have some guys that just drop out of the whole industry.
And by the way, what you're talking about, for people who don't know, Amazon is expecting to hire an extra 100,000 warehouse people and raising delivery pay for delivery folks by a couple of bucks per hour. So that's what Bob's talking about, in case you were wondering.
Hey, Bob, I am interested, and again, I mean, to Chris's point, look, Major League Baseball players, for the most part, they've been well compensated. They're good to go. But I am interested what compensation looks like as far as contractually with a truncated season or in a holding pattern right now. How does pay work?
Well, right now, once Trump says the national state of emergency, there's a clauses in all the contracts that you don't have to be paid. Baseball suggested, say, hey, we'll help you guys out. We'll do a lump sum payment right now. And the union rejected it. You know, the union wants some more. I see where hockey is being paid, NBA is being paid, but their seasons have started. So right now, you know, we could just see just a regular prorated scale. So if half the season's gone, they're going to get half their paychecks, just like the owners will get half the revenue from fans, and I would assume half the revenue from the TV contracts.
And I'm not sure if you said it. I think you may have earlier. When they resume things, and hopefully it is within the next couple of months here, which is crazy to say because I think about a week ago we were hoping this would be a two-week thing where baseball's gone for a couple of weeks and then everybody gets back at it. And it seems like every day that goes by, we're talking about an additional couple of weeks. We're talking about being off, and now here we are at 2 months. How much time and preparation would they need? Do you think teams would really truly need to get back on the field? Because you can't just go straight to baseball games in July. You have to have some prep time.
I would think 2 weeks, Chris. In the lockout in 94-95, you know, guys came back, and I think it was about 2.5 weeks. So, you know, the hitters would say they're ready right now. You know, they can hit. They're going to stay sharp. The hitters need to kind of slow down here and then amp back up at least the, 2 weeks to give them, you know, 2-3 starts. And I would also think that once the season starts, expand that roster, say 30 players, just because the pitchers won't be quite ready, and go from there. But I would think if they want to go fast here because the schedule's time's running out, I would think it'd be a 2-week maximum deal.
Bob, in an effort to ask a question here that gets a little normalcy to the show, before all of this, a flashback a week ago, which feels like it was 6 months ago, but heading into the season, when you looked at the St. Louis Cardinals, you looked at the Central, what did you think?
Yeah, I like this Cardinals' chances. I did think that, hey, you know, 4 of the 5 teams, you know, exclude Pittsburgh, you know, we're going to go into September within 5 games one another. I was more curious about the Cardinals having the financial wherewithal in the prospects to say, okay, you guys are going to go get Nolan Arenado. Arenado expected to be dealt at the trade deadline, and he loves St. Louis. So, you know, he would have accepted a trade there. And I wasn't giving up on the Cubs. The Cubs still have, you know, the big horses there and a good team. I thought maybe Cincinnati would be too much to overcome. In Milwaukee, I just, you know, when you're losing $30 million in payroll and scaling back, I thought that was going to cost them. So I thought it was going to be the Cardinals' division to lose.
If the season does start up in July, is there even a trade deadline?
Yeah, great question. I would think maybe do it like August 31st deadline now, you know, where rosters are frozen. This way, just move everything back to August 31st. So, you know, instead of having a guy for 2 months, you have him for 1 month. So I still think you have to have a trade deadline, but I would move it back to August 31st.
How funny would that be if you have a month to decide what you need? You need 4 weeks. Like, all right, figure out what your team needs here.
I think we still know they need Nolan Arenado.
Yes, Nolan Arenado, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's the best guy out there.
No doubt. Just to follow up on that really quick, Bob, one more thing for you. Like, how are transactions working right now in general? Like, can teams make moves currently, or is that in a freeze?
Right now they can, but even the union has told their players expect a freeze very, very quickly. So I don't think they want someone to panic and say, oh, let me go out and rush and sign a cheap long-term contract. So I think they kind of prefer things to be frozen. So I would think very soon here, certainly by the end of the week, all rosters are frozen, you know, no moves at all. And you can certainly, just like the days of the strike and the lockout, certainly make moves for the future. There might be some future trades, but they're just not announced until the baseball gets resumed.
All right, Bob, what are you doing with your time now? Netflix, Amazon Prime, what do you have?
Well, you're still making calls on this stuff because it's still a crazy time. But I will say, one of the general managers told me, go watch that movie, Outbreak.
Don't do that.
1995 movie. Yeah, I know. I started watching it, and I got depressed and turned it off. It's like, my God, it's like
that's like
2020.
Like, who told you to
heard of the movie.
Who told you to do that? And this is the only time I'll ever tell you to name your source.
All I'll say is an American League general manager, so not John was not John Mozeliak.
All right.
Watch this stuff. It's like, wow. It's like in real life time.
That's going to be my mission, is to figure out who told you to go watch Outbreak. I'm going to be quarantined. I got to figure out something to do.
Well, it's a team with a bleak future with a bad outlook. I'll tell you that.
Who would that be?
those teams at least have a lot of time to, those teams are kind of loving it because they say, okay, gives us more time to rebuild. People can forget about how bad we're going to be.
It's the Orioles. Baltimore Orioles.
I'll take that as a
yes.
I got
it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bob, we appreciate it, man. And we know to follow you on Twitter, read you at USA Today. I know you'll keep us posted to everything that's going on. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Brad.
That is Bob Nightingale, USA Today. All right. Bob was talking about a minute ago. We were talking about the minor league players. We were talking about, you asked a question. Hey, are they doing enough to keep their guys? You got players. Are we paying them enough? Are we helping them enough through this?
Yep.
These bad times, these tough times? We'll talk about that next on 101 ESPN.